All of the Mishnah says the Mishnah Mosru lo izakeni. We're now discussing the Kohen Gadol's activities. So we're learning here. We're just starting the Mishnah right now. Daf Yud Ches. Mosru lo izakeni. They gave over to him the older people of the Knei Bezin. These people escorted him. The Kohen lifon the Beseder Hayyim. They would read before the Kohen of the order of the day. But Oimrim Loi, they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Master Kohen Gadol, Kora Ata Bepicha. Can you read on your own by heart? Shema Shechachta, Shema Lelamadata. Maybe you forgot everything you learned, because they have to keep him up all night, so they have to engage him. Maybe you forgot what you learned, or maybe you never learned in the first place. You might already ask, how can you have a Kohen Gadol never learned in the first place? And that's itself an insulting comment. Erev Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippur, Shachris, Ma'amidin Oitzeh B'Shamiz. They put him in these gates to Ma'avidin Lefanov, and they pass by in front of him, Parim, bulls, Elim, rams, Echvasim, and sheep. So you should get used to it, because these are the Kabbanis we'll be bringing today. Kedesh Makir, you should recognize, V'Rogu Ba'Voidah, you should get used to the service. Kol Shiva Sayyamim as well, all the seven days, Lohayimayim, and Ma'achol and Mishta. They didn't avoid him, deny him eating and drinking plenty, his heart content. But Erev Yom Kippurim, even though you're going to fast, Erev Im Chashecha, towards the evening, Lohayu Manichin Oysel Lechel Harbor. They were very concerned about him having a keri and a mission, so they would not let him eat too much. Mipnesha Michael Mavius Ashena. Also, because eating makes him drowsy and sleepy. Rashi. Ishi Adoni Master, Koyin Lefona B'Zayim, Pasha Achri Moizu, Chayin Koshu B'Yom, all 7 days. Shei Makir, Masvinin B'Behemis, Ha'Evers Lefona, Mizbainin B'Heim Lefona, he analyzed the animals that are passing in front of him, Lassa Liba, to apply himself, B'Hilcha Zayim, in the halachas of Seder Yom, to know exactly what he has to do. Says the Gemara, Bishleim Shema Shachach. Okay, they asked the Kohen Gadol, perhaps he forgot the Parsha and the Teda. L'chai, that can happen. People become forgetful. El Shema Le'lomad. You're asking the Kohen Gadol, maybe he didn't learn. Mi mukminik I gabed. If he didn't learn, how would he be a Kohen Gadol? And I'm always at the Kohen Gadol. But Tanya, didn't we learn? V'hakoyin ha-gadol me'achav. It says that the Kohen should be greater than all of his brothers. So we dash and she'e gadol me'achav, that the Kohen gadol who one has to be appointed has to have to be superior to his brothers, in which respect, b'koyach, in strength, b'noi, he has to be handsome, so people look up to him, b'chochm, in wisdom, uva oishir, and wealth, acherim oimim, others say. If he's not wealthy, you have to actually make sure he is more wealthy. You make sure that he's wealthier than everybody else. So the question is, the Kohen Gadol has to be the smartest in his generation. How can the Mishnah, how can you ask him to say, maybe he never learned Chumash? Then why is he Kohen Gadol? Answer the Gemara, we're talking about four lines of the Gemara. As we had before, the first base of Midrash, they were all Kohenim daily, and they were great tzaddikim. The 18 Kohenim daily they had, or the 9, the 12, which are different opinions. And the second base of Midrash, they all bought their positions. Amar Rav Asi. I'll give you an example. Rav Asi says, Tarkava the dinner, three dinarim. Ailele Marta Basbaises. Marta Basbaises was a very rich widow. She paid to the coffers of Liyane Malka, to Yane Melech, Al the Ukmeli Yeshua ben Gamla Bekoine Ravla, paid to the Jewish Yane Malka. This Yane Malka is not the same Yane Melech we have all over Shas, who was a Rasha, because that Yane Melech we had in Kedushin Amacham, he was actually a Kohen in his own right. And he was a Kohen Gadol. Why would he put Yeshua ben Gamla for a few dollars and take away his covet? So it's another Yane Malka, and he appointed Yeshua ben Gamla Kohen Gadol. Rashi, Midrash Rishon, Lehem Midu, El Al Piyat Teira, Koinim, who are going to follow correctly, they had proper Koinim. Marta Basbaises, Almona Ashira, she was a rich widow, Vikicha Yishu Ben Gamlo got married to her, Venos Namo, Lianim, she gave money to Yahya Melech, Minayu, and he pointed him, Lise Koin Gadol. Everybody asked if he was Almona and Koin Gadol, how can he marry her? So the answer he gives basically Maria Bum is, when he married her, he was a Koin Hedyet. And the din is a Kohen Hedyet becomes a Kohen Gadol, even though the Gemara has a discussion, since he married her when he's allowed to, even though now she's an Amana, she's no longer an Amana, now she's married to him, so it's all right. It's only a Chatchilah to marry an Amana. The other question is, the Gemara said before that all these Kohenim were brought to positions, the Gemara spoke about them in a very derogatory way. So if you give me an example, Yishur ben Gamla, this is like the only name that we know, right? What we're trying to do, we're trying to condemn them. So you want to know how it's possible not to know Chumash? Yishur ben Gamla. Yet if you remember the Gemara Babasra, what was the Gemara saying in the beginning? Layachper, but Ram Zocher Eishes Yishtoi Yishuv Begablishmoi. Immediately, Bechber. But Ram Zocher Yishuv Begablishmoi. Yishuv Begablishmoi wanted to start the whole education system. He made a tekkunis, 25 kids in a class. You have a second teacher. Everything we have in Jewish education all came from him.
So is that corrupt? He was actually a good guy. So all the Shoyim asked a question. Some say there were two Yishurim and Gamlas. This is the simple answer. There were two Yishurim and Gamlas. Tesh doesn't say that here, but that's what others say. Others say he did tshuva. And Tesis says over here what's the answer again? He was a good guy, but he wasn't the most suitable for the position in his lifetime because there were other people who were superior to him. The only reason why he got the job because he paid money. Which according to Tezi Shani's way is that the people who paid money weren't bad people. They weren't corrupt.
They weren't. Also, he has to be Gadol Me'echov. They're the highest bidder.
That was okay, yeah. But Chachma. You can argue the reason why he started the education system is because he saw that himself, he did not know how to learn his Lamoritz. And then he's a Kohen Gadol, they were asking all these questions. He realized the importance of education. Kozman, he wasn't a Kohen Gadol, didn't realize the importance of education. And then he looked back in his own life and realized what happened, why he was deprived. And Zevaita, because of that, he started the whole Chinuch system and everything else. It's not a stider, you can say Pum Faket. That because of his situation, he did tshuva and he's a good man.
To get rid of him. All these paid Kohen Gadol, they lasted only until Yom Kippur.
He obviously lasted a while because, which means he wasn't a bad person, so he did tshuva pretty quickly.
She didn't have to marry him if she wanted.
She wanted a coin as a husband. She wanted to be the first wife is a big thing.
Money she's already got. Now she wants
yichus. What's a coin of the wife called? She's only allowed to marry one woman, right? Which we learned before, is only bais echad. You're only allowed to marry to one wife. So she's very special.
Either we marry him a second wife in the 7 days.
We had the Tanai that works. How did they explain that Gemara to him if he was only on Mars? How did they explain the Gemara to every coin? You know, Kippur can make all these Tanayim and everything else. And it's pretty complicated, you remember? Okay, back to Gemara. So Gemara, right? They brought before him all these animals, the bull and the ram and the sheep. But they also brought for him the goats. But Tana didn't. My time with Tana. So why is he mentioning goats? Kivun dal chetka osu, because the goat is for chatas. Kachol shedaita. He feels bad. So parnami al chetu dasi. Par also is for the chet of the kainim. So why doesn't he feel bad by the chet, but he feels bad by the seis? Is for Klal Yisrael and the par for the kainim. Says the Gemara. Par kivun da olav alecha kainim udasi. The par is for the avedas he and his family does. And by his brethren, the kainim, if there's somebody there not behaving, he knows. He feels the chreis, and during the year, he'll come over to the guy and say, look, you know, you're not behaving properly, do tshuva. When it comes to the, which is for Klal Yisrael, he feels that responsible for everybody. So where he can have hashpa, so he doesn't feel bad because he knows he can fix things up. Where he has no hashpa, he feels helpless. People say, if let's say the police or the king is walking, you see him in the street, don't walk in front of him. If you know this policeman, don't walk in front of him, because if he knows anything wrong with you, he might try to take it away from you. But if it's a fremde, what do you care? You don't care.
Don't look for trouble.
Rashi. Dinir Zuvin, Dailus, Shaita, the Mel, the King, Beshuka, Kamele, Tachlu, don't pass in front of him, says Rashi, Matosha, Yamakircha, since he knows him, Mitchila, Boki, Hubai, Sharcha, he knows exactly how much money you have, Masecha, and your deeds, Limtsa, Lilik, Voice, Mikhoma, he'll try to find an excuse to take your money away from you. So don't pass in front of him. Says him, but a call, she was a Yamalay, my noise, and Bavoy, Tanya, Rabbi Hudben, and a Kitoima, Machili noise, what do they feed him? Salsas, flour, Ubeim, and eggs. In the morning, kedele masvasei, to make his mogen, to make his intestines and his stomach work properly. That was in the morning. Omrule said, no, that's not a good idea. By giving him that, koshken shat, we've got to be very cautious here to worry about that he shouldn't have a keddy. The rest of the 7 days, we don't care about a keddy. Why don't we care about a keddy? Because if he does have one, he goes to the mikveh, has a head of shamish, he's all right. Over here, if we ever worried, you keep at night, he'll have a keddy. What's he going to do then? You can't do service in the Mishmish. Rashi. Machil noise, edit and keep putting shach in the morning. Salsa is flour, baby. Actually, the masmes achilish mev, the shalshle, to cause him shulshle. It's tarach when the cover of the macha. So the next day, he's pretty clean.
Yeah. That these things are increased as zera. Says we'll talk about different foods now. Tanya says, "Ein ma'achili noisa. You don't feed him loy avi. We'll soon see what they are. Ra'amri lo others say loy ababi. The yesh others say af loy yayin love. Not even white wine. Now they will explain what's loy abi. Don't give him to eat an esrik. I'm not sure who eats esrik. If it means a lemon, okay. I guess it just means esrik. The generic name is lemons." Not eggs, not old wine. But I'm the other say like ababi, an extra bays, like essig, not eggs, like basa sham, and not fatty meat. Lean meat, but not fatty meat and not old wine. Because all these things bring kedi. Love, not even white wine. Love, maybe. Even white wine can bring you to kedi. Rashi, abi, but ababi, simonim, him, or father, looks where they are. Says, tell them what we learned. Zov. You have a situation of zov, toiling loy b'machli. If in any way you can attribute to his to the zov, not because he came from the gufay, but rather because he ate some kind of food, he ate excessive amount of food, and that's what caused him, then he's tor. Toiling b'machol v'chol mina machol, any kind of food. Rashi, zov toiling machol im ochol machol habe. If he ate a lot of food, mikol min. So who toiling loy me? We assume to say shemachol rei machol because he ate too much. Ve'inu zov l'tuma. Shiva le carbon. He's not. It's the first zav. So Rashi seems to be saying from here, the first zav we don't attribute to anything. He's tummy for one day. The second one, which makes it 7 days, and the third one, which makes it 7 days, and the carbon. Then we sit down and analyze. Let's see his behavior, and if we can attribute the what he saw to some other reason, like to the food, excessive amount of food, then we'll attribute to that. You see, it says b'saroi v'le machmas onse. Only if it came within, not because of external factors. Aval Balkedi Tame Ba'inus. Oh, but Balkedi is different. He's Tambainus. The ain't Kedi Vazoi Boy Mimokum Echad. Kedi and Zoiv do not. She's a Kedi and Zoiv are two different things. There are two, even though they sound the same, they're two different things. A Balkedi and a Balzov is two different things. Why? The ain't Marein. So they don't look the same. A zav comes from within yourself. So if you contribute it to external factors, then you're tired. A kedi doesn't matter where it comes from. And therefore, you're always tummy. What's the difference? The aim is they don't look the same. Sha'a zav, deimile, me, botsak, shal, soidin, looks like the white, the kind of faint white of barley. The ainu, kosher, it's not sticky, yellow, kiloivin, beya, like the white of an egg. Ha'mozeta, that's scrambled. The shichvazeta, and shichvazeta is kosher. Kileven beya is like a white egg. She'ena muzeta, it's not scrambled. Okay, now you understand the different colors here? Are the pictures? They don't come, they're not from the same part of a person.
Same source.
They're not the same source by a person.
Does Zatzkol have pictures here?
I'm saying, you don't have any pictures here? Don't know exactly what it is. Okay. Let's go right there. So we're just trying to show you that food has an effect, and therefore we're very concerned about the Kohen Gadol, what he eats. Because that we don't want on Yom Kippur, you should have a kedi. So you want to write it. However, there's another opinion here. Elazar ben Pinchas, I'm not sure if you don't say that. Ein machil in oise, you don't feed him. Loi chanbi, the loi gavam, we'll see what they are. Loi kol dvorim, I've been too many things being too many. Loi chagvi, loi chov, no milk. Loi gvina, no cheese. Loi bay, no eggs. Loi yayin, no wine. Loi gabim, me grisin shopul, beans over there crushed. Ubasa shomen, and fatty meat. Umoidi, it's a fish sauce. But like called Vodim, I mean, the anything else that brings it to me. Lasuya, what do you mean? What else is there that we missed out? Lasuya, you heard the Taliban. We learned Chamisha Dvorim, that five things, Mevina, is on the tumor that bring you to tumor. Veilahain. Hashoim Knobel, a garlic. Rashi, Emachiloisib, and maybe the Kosser, when he's checking himself out. That was not the first one, but the old other ones. Garlic. Hasholim and Kress. The Chalgalois is pulper. I'm not sure what that is. Bahabayim and eggs. And Gargir is rocket. That lettuce. Who? Which is what? Rashi, Shcholin is kresh, Chagula is pulpur, or would you say pul? Purslane. Okay.
What is it, a herb or something?
Probably. Gargir is rocket, which is the little leaves over there you got. It says in the Pasik, it says in the Malachim there, it says, V'yotze echad al asad, one person went out in the field. Lelaket oides to go collect oides. What's oides? Tanamash Menameh is a gargit. That's rocket. Oides is rocket. Why is rocket called oides? Oides is a name. It's so healthy.
It's so healthy. It's better than quinoa. This over here makes your eyes. It's supposed to be healthy. Racket is supposed to be very, very healthy.
Just on some buddhic.
Well, no, you're right.
Worst is only alcohol.
It's true. Omer Avuna. Hamoitzi gager. If you find these racket, im yochel echle, if you can eat it and benefit from it, eat it. But if not, at least ma'avida gabi enav. It'll have even a benefit. Just pass it over your eyes. Already, I guess the smell and the scent of it, because it has a certain spice there, a certain punch, is also healthy. And the ideal one is gargira matzrona, the racket that grows on the boundaries, grows on its own, so there's no other seeds that mix into it. There are no other seeds that can weaken it or mix into it. If you are a guest in somebody's house, refuse to eat eggs, because eggs, we just said, brings kedi, and then in the morning the balabas will change the sheets. We'll find it's embarrassing. Nor will Yushin betalija babai, don't sleep in his clothes. Same reason, might find a kedi. And it's embarrassing. That he uses by day. If the balabayas will use these clothes by day, they should share the clothes, it'll be embarrassing. Now, the next Gemara we had in Yevamos, it's an astonishing Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rav, ki mikla le dashish, whenever Rav would go to a place called Dashish, he used to travel there very often, machrit, he would make an announcement. So I'm leaving my family behind. I need a wife for a day. Man habu liyema. Who wants to be a wife for the day while I'm dashish? So I shouldn't have any machshavas, zorim, and hirhurim. Who wants to be a wife for the day? Rav Nachman, kad mikla, when he would come to the city called Shchantziv, machriz also would make the same announcement. Man habu liyema. Who wants to be my wife for the day? Says the Gemara, I don't understand. How can Rav marry a woman when he goes there for a day? Every time he goes, he marries another wife. What's wrong with that? But Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eimer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Lo yisa adam isha medina zu. Don't marry a woman in this country. V'yelich v'yisa isha ben medina ched. Then go to another country, marry another woman. Shema yizdav guzei tzozeh. What happens? You'll be fall pregnant. You'll have a child. And eventually, years later, the kids don't know of each other's existence. And one day, your son will end up marrying his sister. This kind of promiscuity, even though you're doing it in a legal way, will lead to mamzedes. It says, it's a curse. Now the world will be filled with zima. How can you do that? Because it was Rav who was the father. Or Rav Nachman, then everyone, when this kid grows up, will tell me, no, your father is, because the kid obviously won't know who his father is. They won't hide it. Your father's Rav. Your father's Rav Nachman. The mother will take it as a covet. And therefore, the kid will know. And when he meets the daughter, and she's the daughter of Nachman, they won't end up making mistakes. Rashi. Man haba liyema, yesh isha shetinosa liyema for the day, she's akakan, and the least akakan afterwards. Ze eitzel ze ben shiyel medina zu, the son you'll give birth to in one country. Im bas shetel medina chel, the girl was born in another country. Rabboni is a colleague of Shimon Kodar al b'neyem, and everyone knows them, but this is Rav's son. Says he wanted to bite. I understand. What does it help having a wife for a day? We know as soon as you get married, you get excited for the first 7 days. She is tame because tavul and nase. V'amar Rav tavul and nase. When you ask someone to get married, you even in spice, and she agreed. Tzicha leishav shivin akim. So how does it help them?
You're only going for a 1 day trip.
Yeah, exactly. So the Gemara said, "What you think? This was pre-planned. This is planned before Rav went to another city. He wasn't worried about the Gemaras and the Svarim. He worried about the wife. So he would send 7 days before Shluchim to find my woman." Rabbanan, I do have a meidele mikadam have a makdim. The Rabbanan, before he went there, he was to notify, and they used to send out a mishadish shluch. He would send out a shliach 7 days in advance, so then they would find a wife and tell her, so she had the 7 days of excitement already, once she agreed, because Rav would agree as well, and had, so therefore, by the time he came there, they were no longer tummy. That's answer number one. Rashi, Shiva, Zichar, Shiva, Nekivim, Meyayim, Shenisratzis, from the day she has seated, Shema, Machmas, Chimud, Rasadam, maybe because that's just see blood, that's why even she's a Tana, will have the same problem. So there's more of no one ever thought of that. They have little kids at home to take care of.
Slap her alone.
Tesis already asked, why didn't they just organize a girl that was 9 years old, and this way it won't be a problem of dam chimud? And Tesis answered, even a 9-year-old girl has dam chimud. Rav was an old guy to whatever it is, he gave him a 9-year-old girl. I mean, what? try to understand this whole Gemara here.
He was mishamish with this.
There's two answers in the Gemara. No, the Gemara is
looking
around. Then the Gemara, that's the second answer. If this answer is literally, this is not Bazali. Exactly. Exactly.
Just don't publicize this Gemara, by the way.
But the Gemara, therefore, decided to say this in three places in Shas, just in case you forget it once, learn it again later. The boy is Ema. There's obviously a lesson elevated from this.
This is not for the women's rights group, this particular Gemara.
No, not for children's rights group, by the sound of it, either.
What happened in India?
Prostitution is illegal, so they have marriage contracts, and then they divorce.
Well, they get married for the night.
Interesting.
It's a lot of expense.
The boy is Ema. Another answer is, this is your answer, Yumi. Yehudi have a miyachdilu. They didn't really marry them, just set them aside. So it doesn't matter. Okay, she got excited. So you got excited, but they wouldn't live together anyway. So Tayser already asked a question, but if you got excited, you don't live together, didn't you know who Yashan, you know, in his separate room, so what does it help? So Tayser wants to say, because she knows that she's not going to live with him, she doesn't get excited, that excited. She gets excited, sorry, that she's a set aside, they'll get married, but because she knows they'll never live together, there's no Dam Chimud. So therefore, she won't become Tame. Therefore, they can be in the same room. In the same room, therefore, whatever has to be achieved will be achieved without having to worry. Rashi, Yichud Ba'alma, Ve'ein is cocking lehen. They have no relationship. Elisha Nosei Isha Emis Ave Kimisha Ein Leisha. The whole idea is only if he has a wife, he won't have a taiva. We're talking here about Amoraim. You know, the Gemara will have the Gemara at the end of Kedushin, which sort of explains it. The Gemara at the end of Kedushin tells a story. Abaye saw this boy and girl leaving town together. And they were going out. So Abaye said, I'm going to follow them. I don't know if you remember the Gemara. I'm going to follow them. And he followed them into the forest. And they were going, he was going to some city, traveling away, and she was going to another city. And he followed deep into the forest for a long time. And he was sure that they were going to do an Aveda, and he felt that he was going to stop them. Anyway, finally, when they came to the point where they had to say goodbye to each other, they just said goodbye to each other, and that's it. Until we see each other next time. And he left. And Abaye felt terrible. Because he said, had it been me... I wouldn't have been like them. I would have done an Aveda. So he came back and he hung his head in shame by his door. Like he didn't walk in the basement, he stuck his head out, like, I don't belong here. And he told it over to his Rebbe, I forgot who he told it over to. And the Amoraim, they said to him, Faket, call Hagodul Mechaveda Yitzray is Gabar Olav. On the contrary, the greater the Amoraim you are, the bigger Yitzhahara you have. So therefore, though, they were an Amoraim, they're not such a big Yitzhahara. Don't feel bad, Faket. Now you know you're a great guy because you're a big Yitzhahara. So Rav, the great the tzaddik, you have to make sure you do everything al piteva. That's what Chayru would say. In al pinigla, Chizidus definitely must be something else to all this. Mishnah. Masru zikne bezin zikne kuna. After the zikne bezin took care of his learning everything else, they gave him over to the zikne kuhuna. Says Rashi, Masru zikne bezin shekaru lefanda besedi, and they read before him. This is Pasha Achrei Moi telling exactly what he has to do. They gave him all zikne kuna. This is all part of preparations to teach him, as we're going to learn later, the most difficult activity in the Mishkan was in the base of Midrash. Lamdei chafinas haktedus, how you take the ketedus and you put it in your fist at the same time while you're preparing and all that. Hamutelas Allah b'yikipurim. We'll see later. But that is one of his duties in Kippur. And Emrat says the mother chafnuf ketedus samim. Va'avoyde koshi. It's a difficult avoyde. It'll come later on. So they would lead him up to where ve'elu base avtinus. They brought him to this room called the base avtinus. And Rashi Beis Avtinus, how you oisin as aktaidis, that's where they prepared the aktaidis, koichin oisin, they will crush it, uma'arvin some money, mixing all the spices. There, vehishbiu, they made him swear, because it's dukim, they prepared the aktaidis, the hot aktaidis, outside the Kodesh Hashem before he went in Kodesh Hashem. The apitaidis, we say we do in the Kodesh Hashem itself. But because nobody is allowed to be in the Kodesh while the Kohen Gadol is there, let alone Kodesh Hashem, even the Kodesh, no one can really see what the Kohen Gadol is doing. Is he behaving like Tzduki or not? So they made him swear that he will not. So even Tzduki, they believe that you want to swear, you swear. They made him swear that he would not behave like Tzduki, but do like a Yid. And they would say goodbye, and they went away. But Omru Le, they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Master Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchim Bezin, look, we got to do our job. We're not Choshed you, we have to do our job. We're Shluchim Bezin, Va'ata Shluchainu, you're our Shliach, V'Shliach Bezin, and the Shliach Bezin. Mashbin Alecha, we'll see later when who Shliach is really the Kohen, the peoples or the Abishtas. Mashbin Alecha, making a swear, B'Misha Shoich Hashmoy Baizeh, and the Abishtas, who rests his name in his house, Shaloi Tishane Dove Mekosher Ma'asher Manaloch. Once you're inside Kodesh, no one's allowed to be there, B'shas Maisa. We want to make you swear that you're going to follow the Torah exactly as it says.
Who paid Shabbaycha? He walks away and he cries. The fact that they're choshenim. The hain paid Shabbaycha. They walk away crying. The fact that they had to be choshenim. Rashi. He shouldn't behave like a zuki. Lesakim to fix it up on the outside. Ulahachnis befrim to prepare dictators on the outside and then bring in the choshenim. Kedamim gemara. Ishi adoni master. We just had that mission before. Who paid Shabbaycha for suspecting him. If he himself was a chacham, they would keep him up all night and tell him make papulim. She would dash him. And if not, tamid chachamim doishin lefanav. They would dash him papulim. Veim rogi likra. He's not shaykh to papulim. He only shaykh to chumash. Then koida. We read. Veim la. He knows how to read. Veim la. If he didn't know how to read, koidin lefanav. They read chumash for him. Bekama koidin lefanav. Uva mekoidin lefanav. What would they read for him? Iyuv Ezra. They would read things that would keep him excited and interested so he could stay up a whole night. Not boring things. Uve Ezra, Uve Divra Hayamim, Zchaye Ben Kavuta Laima, Zchaye Ben Kavuta says that Pa'amim Harbe many times, Kadisha the Fama Daniel, I read before the Kohen Gadol Daniel, many times, because every year is a new Kohen Gadol. Rashi.
Many times he had such Amaratzim who couldn't read.
Yeah.
Is that a sad comment or what?
That's exactly what he's saying here. We just said it, yeah, we just said it before. Rashi. Im lav chacham movie yede esayim hayu chacham dated bedvar locha kol evelan yom kippur naturally you shouldn't sleep. We don't want him to sleep. See a keddy. What's wrong with sleeping? The problem with sleeping is that he might see a keddy while asleep, but if he's up, he won't see one. Im lav chacham movie yede lohav understand. He knows how to understand. Listen, my head bedvar locha ven yede lidroish doish lo vidashim for him. The iu veezer shein dvarim mamshich until that was interesting. Lushayim vein shein shein nochet fasei. He won't fall asleep. Okay, we're tomorrow already.